T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Friday, and it's time to talk a little football with our friend, the one, the only, Mike Valenti, every day, 2 to 6, right here on these airwaves, and now the proud owner of his own podcast, Always Aggravated. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're wonderful.
We are fantastic.
When do we get to be guests on Always Aggravated?
Well, that's a great question, Stoney.
I don't know. It hasn't struck me. We just got done with the first week.
Okay.
I know, you know, just let it happen.
Yes.
I don't know yet.
We'll call it.
Feeling my way through it. I don't really, you know, there's no set. I have ideas on what I want to do, but I got to figure it out.
Now,
right.
I heard a little bit of it. Dan Wetzel, the great Dan Wetzel, guest number one on episode number one. I don't know the answer to this question, and if the answer is unanswerable, I don't know. Are you allowed to curse on a podcast or not?
Yeah, I just, okay. You know, you don't want to overdo it, and then it just becomes silly. It just becomes, you know.
Right.
Cheap.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some potty words in there.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yes.
Yes. I love potty words. All right. So, Mike, we were talking earlier this week about one of your favorite subjects and one of our favorite subjects, Matthew Stafford. And as you know, in this country, we're too extreme, right? The conservatives are too conservative. The liberals are too liberal. There's actually more of us who are kind of in the middle class.
Moderates. We have no voice.
Right. And I feel like the city of Detroit needs to be a little bit more Stafford's not the worst quarterback in the history of the planet. He's certainly not even the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's certainly not one of the best. He needs to be better. I think we can all agree on that. But is it possible to accept him and just say, oh, yeah, he's all right? Or is that not acceptable given how much money the Lions have laid out for him?
I think it's acceptable as long as you don't live here. Like, it's 10 years. You've got nothing out of it. And, yes, you paid him a ton of money. And the money will get better. I mean, the cap's going to go up 10, 11 million a year, and more quarterbacks will get their deals done, and, you know, it'll be a quote-unquote affordable deal, but it doesn't matter anymore. It's just like a shelf life. People are just tired of him. They're tired of the ums and never saying anything,
yeah,
and looking defeated on the field. And I think ultimately if a guy wins, it doesn't matter what they do. But when you lose, we start pointing a lot of other ancillary things out. I just think we're entering the Cutler zone. I really do. I feel like this fan base is turning.
Yeah, no, And it doesn't help when Jim Bob Cooter, when asked to assess his quarterback, says that's Detroit Lions information. Yeah.
Well, listen, what do you want me to tell? I mean, the whole thing's a folly, but hey, don't worry. Dan Orlovsky says it's all good in the hood. He only made one bad throw Sunday, so I really don't know what to tell you.
No, he's, again, going back to the political,
right?
And I don't mean to offend you by saying this, he's the Sean Hannity of the Matthew Stafford debate.
Yes.
Right? He's way at one end, and then there's other people who are way at the other end. He's not dog meat, but yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I've tried to say it like, hey, guys, he's not, you know, he's not awful, and he's not Nathan Peterman, but, like, he's a far way away from being awesome, and that's the problem. I don't think people can accept number one pick, 10 years of emotional investment, $200 million or $250 million of what the team has paid. No, they're not going to accept Joe Flacco.
But
I don't think they should have to.
No, but we agree that under the current conditions of the contract, cutting him or trading him is just almost
impossible.
Absurd.
We're stuck for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Next offseason, guys, we're stuck forever. Does anyone really think that this organization's got the gumption to make a move like that?
No.
No, it's never going to happen. Stafford's going to be here well past any of us. I'm convinced. He'll be playing at 50 years old. We'll all be out of the business and retired, or you know, I'll be operating a taco stand on the beach. I quit in that regard. They don't have ownership. The whole thing's a folly. People want to sell you. Oh, Martha asked questions at the owner's meeting. Shut up. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that was...
All right, she's a long way away from being a Rooney, okay? So just leave it alone. I don't think they have a clue what they're doing.
All right, we're talking to Mr. Michael Valenti. You can hear him every day at 2 o'clock. We'll get to his dog of the week, which was a winner once again last week.
9-2.
Yeah, we'll get to that. There's the dog sound effect, definitely. We talked a lot this week, Mike, about the college football playoff situation and the various nightmare scenarios for Michigan. First of all, are you a believer that the that Alabama is so much better than every – like, do you believe it's Bama and then a huge gap, number one? And number two,
yeah.
When you talk about SEC versus Big Ten, are you a believer that the SEC is so much better than the Big Ten?
Yeah, well, this year, the Big Ten's garbage. I mean, it's unfortunate because we all had high hopes for it, that it was going to be like, oh, is this the year the Big Ten East overtakes the SEC West? And it's like MSU, Penn State, and OSU and Wisconsin are all puke. They're all lousy. You know, and that's not Michigan's problem. Just win. Just get to the playoff. Win the Big Ten and go eat your shrimp cocktail in Indy. That's. I'm just saying, if you're going to ask me the question in that way, no, the Big Ten is garbage.
Okay, well, then let me ask you the question that we brought up earlier. Georgia beats...
Hell, the Big Ten's so bad, you're going to the Big Ten.
That's exactly right. And I actually agree with that take. That doesn't offend me, because I actually agree with you. I think the Big Ten has to realign, because I think it's ridiculous that this keeps happening.
But in the nightmare scenario...
For Michigan.
Or
Mike's dream scenario.
Yes. If Michigan wins out and Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship game, do you think Bama goes ahead of Michigan?
100%. 100%. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I put too much into it. But, for instance, if Vegas played Michigan today, they'd be a 14.5-point favorite.
Right.
Like, they're from outer space. And any fan who's trying to trick themselves into thinking you can play with them, why don't you go take a look at my New Year's Eve from 2015? Because that's what it looks like. We're not ready here. And if Michigan fans think they're ready, then they're getting high on their own supply based on what they do against Rutgers and other deadbeats. It doesn't work that way. Bama's just a totally different universe.
I agree with you that they are in a different universe. The scenario which I think would be really interesting, given the fact that the college football playoff is only four teams, I think it should be eight. I think I've heard you say the same thing.
I like it at four, Jamie. I'm fine with it at four because I love these conversations. We go to eight, and I think it dilutes it. But a different conversation, different day.
Go ahead. But if they have a playoff where three of the five Power Five conferences are left out, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the Big 10, and you know you have a conference champion in Michigan who won every single one of his conference games, and his only loss is against Notre Dame, a playoff team, and they're left out. I think there's going to be as much anger and furor as there has been in previous years. I think it'll be over the top this year.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't really care. I kind of look at it like, well, does the Pac-12 deserve to go? No. You know, Notre Dame is having a magical season. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this issue regarding conference champions not going, et cetera. It's just, first of all, your biggest thing you should want is for Notre Dame to just join the ACC. They signed a contract to play four ACC teams every year for the rest of eternity. Make them join a conference.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we need to happen.
Nobody has the balls to do that, though. That's the problem.
I know. But, I mean, look, ultimately, I kind of just look at it. It's all merit, right? Do you deserve to go? And sometimes there's going to be two good teams, and there's going to be two garbage teams who get in.
Right.
It happens. I mean, hell, it happened in 2015. Washington and MSU, or 2 years back-to-back, Washington didn't deserve to go. State probably wasn't worthy, but we went, right?
Yep.
And some years there's going to be six good teams. And you know what? Sorry, kick rocks. That's life.
Where do you
kind of look at this year where it's, guys, there really aren't that many good teams. And Alabama's from outer space. And if they lose, provided it's not 38-0 or something ridiculous, no, I'm sorry. Michigan doesn't have a gripe. Notre Dame hasn't lost a game. So you can stop with this nonsense about, well, we beat them now. Well, that's great. Okay, if I had a horn with sparkles coming out of my head, I'd be a unicorn.
Let me ask you this: if it does come to
an unhappy unicorn,
yes, Michigan. let's say Notre Dame does the unthinkable and loses one of their next two games, and it's a one loss Michigan against one loss Notre Dame.
Even though Michigan goes all day,
forget about head to head, right?
I would forget about it because of it's not any time. It's beginning of the year. And if you draw on equal terms and you're both one-loss teams, now we can have the conversation about where are we now. Now, if they were in the same conference and Notre Dame had, let's say, gone on the road 4 weeks ago and beat Michigan, that's a different combination. Then the head-to-head plays huge. But no, I would absolutely send one-loss Michigan over other one-loss teams not named Alabama. No question. I have no problem with that.
All right, last week... it was the Boise State Broncos on the blue turf getting points against Jeff Tedford's Fresno State Bulldogs. Mike said, it's Friday night. It's a home dog. Give me the Blue Smurfs, and he won.
Yes.
Making him, like, I think...
9-2.
I believe it's 14-2. The thing about that, though, is Leach is 59, 21, and 6. I don't know. I'm just making up numbers
All right,
now.
So now I get to predict which...
And still living out of a janitorial closet, so I really don't want to hear it.
All right, now I get to predict, hopefully, finally get one right.
Oh, here we go. Stoney's prediction.
This one, you should nail this. I have no issue with this.
Okay, I was close last week, so I'm thinking new Colorado fires their coach. They motivated. No, I'm going to go with the school that you almost went to.
Tufts?
No, at Yankee Stadium, Syracuse getting 10 points against Notre Dame. I think Mike's going orange.
He's finally done it. He's finally done it, Jamie. He has done it.
That was awesome. Yeah.
And for the record, it's
and it has happened.
And it has happened.
Way to go.
No, I just Dino Babers doing a hell of a job, man, and that's the game I've had circles for a few weeks that I think Notre Dame could get absolutely tripped up by. And you're seeing kind of the national fan base built into the number. Notre Dame really shouldn't be favored by 10.5. And Dungy's a playmaker. They got a super active D-line. I'm telling you, I think Syracuse is dangerous. And look, it's a neutral site game.
Yeah.
I love it. I love 10.5 there. Yeah. Stoney, it took 11 weeks, but I'll be damned. You finally did it.
Yes!
Can you move the game to Friday night? No?
Yeah, Friday night at 9:30.
Okay, perfect. Yes, on NBC. All right, Michael, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for the time. As always, we'll talk to you next. Actually, we probably won't talk to you next Friday, seeing as it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And we'll talk to you the following Friday, the Valenti Football Friday. Thank you, sir.
All right, boys, you got it.
Talk there he again. Is. Bye-bye. Mike Valenti, 97, won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.